Proclamation number 7485, dated the December 24th, 1959. Christmas. All the angels in heaven were jubilant and rejoiced when I descended to earth in order to redeem humanity. They knew that their fallen brothers would forever have been irretrievably lost had I not taken pity upon them, had I not searched for and found a way which enabled them to return to me. And the thought of knowing that their fallen brothers were saved again, after an infinitely long time of anguish and bondage by the hostile power, made them very happy. I took pity on the human race, which was incapable of releasing itself from this power, which was in dire need of help, which needed a savior to make amends for their immense guilt, who would accomplish the act of atonement for the human race, being powerless to do so themselves. And I sent my son to earth. I myself descended to earth in order to redeem humanity, and had to achieve this in a human form in which I myself took abode in order to accomplish this act of salvation, because as God I was unable to suffer, thus I would not have been able to remove the guilt which obstructed the path to heaven for people. For this reason the boy child Jesus came into the world, in whom sheltered a soul of light which subsequently prepared for me the human abode as a place I could dwell in to be able to accomplish the act of redemption for the human race. All the angels in heaven hailed me when I entered the shell of the small boy child Jesus, when I humbled myself to deepest lowliness and fully permeated the boy child Jesus with my divine spirit, so that many different miracles happened at the time of his birth. All events in nature and with the infant itself indicated the extraordinary mission which had to be accomplished by this infant, and the people around him also recognized the light which shone forth from him. They knew that this light came from above and shone brightly. And they thanked me on their bended knees that I had sent them the Savior who is to release them from utmost adversity. For those who were devoted to me with love also felt their spiritual distress in the midst of the heartless world, which was my adversary's realm. And in the midst of this sinful world I embodied myself. I encountered sin and heartlessness and had to prove myself as the human being Jesus in the midst of this world. I had to stem my abundance of light and adapt my soul to the sphere it lived in a manner of speaking. I had to let go of the light, but I did not let go of the love in me. This flared up extremely intensely for the suffering brothers who had fallen so low. And this love gave me the strength I needed in order to be able to accomplish the act of salvation as a human being. Love made me descend to earth, and love impelled me to spiritualize my body completely, so that body, soul and spirit became as one and thus were able to completely unite with the divine love which sheltered within me, which had chosen my body as an abode in order to suffer and die as a human being on behalf of the sinful human race, in order to remove its guilt and to open the gate into the kingdom of light again, which was and remained closed for all beings due to their apostasy from me, until the day of my crucifixion, of my great act of mercy, which opened the gates again and cleared the path into the Father's house, to me and to eternal life. Amen.